A reading from Luke chapter 2. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. This Advent, we've been hearing about the canticles of our Lord, and we heard two canticles from Luke's Gospel. Our first week was the Magnificat, and last week was the Benedictus. And today, you heard just a few minutes ago another canticle, which occurred after Jesus was born. And this canticle, like the others, there is great comfort in multiple ways. First and foremost, you see the Lord has come and is dwelling among his people. And that alone brings great comfort. And really, we could end it there. The Lord had come, now he's arrived. A saint is seen in the reading who knew this, and he rejoiced. The consolation of Israel had come, and Simeon, as promised by the Holy Spirit, saw him. He saw Jesus. He beheld the Lord, the Word made flesh, in his own two hands. Yet the thing about God's mercy and the gospel itself is that it is never ending. God keeps giving and giving. It keeps overflowing in ways and ramifications in this life and into eternity. This is what Simeon confessed as he said those words, which came to be called the Nunc Dimittis. And so the Holy Spirit inspired St. Luke to write, and he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you are prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. So Simeon came to the place, as he had often before, where God dwelt with his people, but pointed to when the very fullness of time, when the Lord himself would dwell among them in the flesh. And now the time had come. God entered this world, and here he was right before him in this place. Simeon took up the Lord in his arms and blessed him and confessed that he, Simeon, could now depart in peace. He could depart in peace because the Lord let him do so. The Lord promised Simeon, and he saw his promise fulfilled. God was, and God is, faithful. And now here Simeon could depart that place, yes, even this earthly life, in this veil of tears, in peace, for the Christ had come. And it doesn't end with him, though. You're no different than Simeon. And in some ways, you have it even better, as you have the prophetic word written and proclaimed to you. So what does this mean? Well, it's always beneficial for you to hear this account and for you to be reminded about what is happening in your midst now. There's a reason why this canticle is sung every Sunday. You sing it after you have received the Lord's Supper, and why it's also included in the commendation of the dying and the funeral service. All these things are connected. Your Lord is in your midst, here in this place, and he is here for you to give out the salvation that he has accomplished for you. Simeon held the Lord in his arms. You take upon your lips and your tongue the very body and blood of Jesus, the same Jesus held by Simeon. You eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, your Lord. And along with giving you himself, Jesus forgives you your sins. And where is the forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. And so after taking this sacrament, after kneeling here in this place and communing with God himself, you rightly sing what Simeon said. You depart this place in peace according to the word of God. God is letting you depart in peace. He gives you peace because he has forgiven you, and now you depart this holy church as one who has beheld the Lord and given his gifts. And when it comes to departing this earthly life, then you do so in the same peace that you have every Sunday when you depart from the Lord's Supper. You belong to Christ. In Galatians 4, God proclaims when he inspired St. Paul to write, "And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. You are a son or daughter of God in the waters of holy baptism. And through faith in Christ, you cry out to God as one who belongs with God, as he is your father and you are his dear child. You are no longer a slave who stands outside of the house and outside of the inheritance. No, that's not who you are. You are a son and heir through God. And God comforts you and gives you peace as you depart. So when you face death, this is who you are as a Christian. Death has been defeated for you, and you go into death as the victor who has life. You depart this life in peace, not in terror, not in fear, not facing it as one who goes forth to condemnation. No, far from it. You, as a child of God, go to your death in peace, for you are forgiven by God who made peace by the shedding of his blood for you. And when your family gathers for your funeral, they do so knowing how you departed this life. We had a funeral of a dear saint of God on Monday, and we see the casket lay before it covered in white, which points to and proclaims to you what was given to you and is still yours in the waters of holy baptism, even in death. You're clothed with Christ. You're righteous before the throne of God. This confession is made before your family and friends and all the people gathered. You died as a Christian and are with the Lord, and so the congregation says the Nunc Dimittis as your body, draped with the funeral of Paul, covers the casket. God keeps comforting, even in death, even as you departed in peace, God's people depart in peace. And there's a warning in all of this, too, that God would have you take to heart. The danger is real to not take seriously what goes on here in this place. To come to this place where God dwells and treat it lightly, without a spirit of repentance and humility. To treat the Lord's Supper as some earthly meal or simply a trivial thing that does not demand a holy reverence. You come into this very presence of God in this place. Simeon was looking to the Lord in faith as he trusted in the promises God made to him. He held Jesus in his arms in the humility of faith, of one who knew this, who was beholding what all this meant. This coincides with why the scriptures clearly teach and our Lutheran confessions rightly confess that you are catechized, examined, and absolved before being admitted to the Lord's Supper. Simeon held the Lord in his arms and departed in peace, but there are those who reject the Lord, who mock his words, or come into his presence beholding the Lord and don't depart in peace, because they come in a spirit of pride, a spirit of unrepentance, and depart instead with condemnation and judgment. The presence of Christ for those who approach God in a spirit of self-justification, entitlement, self-righteousness, and any number of things instead of a godly humility, discernment, and faith is not one of peace. But as the scriptures say, "For we know him who said, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay.' And again, the Lord will judge his people." So outside of Christ, outside of this repentance and faith in him, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And the same goes for facing death. The death of a Christian is eternally different than one who has spurned Christ and his gifts. The one who refused to come and behold Christ in his word and sacraments where he has promised to be, and now goes to stand before God face to face in death, does so in a terrible and fearful way. Departing this life is departing in agony and something to be feared. So heed the warnings and repent. And dear people of God, Simeon's words are your words as you belong to Christ. Just as you sing the Magnificat with Mary, the Benedictus with Zechariah, so too Simeon's words are your words. You are in this place where God dwells. You are God's people. Your Lord Jesus has come and you belong to him. The Holy Spirit has called you his own. He's gathered you together as his people in his kingdom, the church, which has no end. The Savior has been born, and peace is among you and given to you, for you are sons of God through faith. Mary and Joseph departed that place and returned home as ones who had heard God's word and were blessed in hearing it. The favor of God was upon them and is upon Jesus, and God's favor is upon you. And the Lord is here now, this day, and will send you on your way in this same favor and blessing as he refreshes you. With Simeon, you hold fast to Christ, not in your arms, but in your ears and on your baptized foreheads and upon your tongue and mouth, as the same Jesus is here right now for you. Mary's child is her Lord and God, just as he is yours. And his future is your future. And what a glorious one it is. God is your Father, and he delights in you, his child, and what your future holds. Go through this life as an heir of all things. Taste and see that the Lord is good and that his steadfast love endures forever. And then go and depart this place, and wherever the Lord wills it, in this earthly life, in the peace of Christ. And really then, you are departing in peace. Take comfort in Christ, who he is and what he has done for you. Depart in peace, that is, depart in his forgiveness, knowing that you will see him one day face to face. This is who you are. Who you are as you go through this life. So rejoice this day and take to heart all that has been accomplished for you. Rejoice in the peace that you have in Christ who has come. He has taken away your sin and has given you eternal life. Hear his word, feast at his supper. Gather in this place receiving the marvelous things Jesus has done for you and continues to give you. His mercy toward you is unending and overflows in your lives as you depart in peace and show the same love and mercy to one another. And so what a joy to have your Lord. Follow the example of Simeon, trusting the promises of God, and knowing his consolation is upon you, and depart in the peace of Christ today, and even on that final day, for your Lord is here, and you are his forever. Depart in peace. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.